if you're innovating, creating, or making a difference.
This show is for you. Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
We are fascinated by the possibility of adding a touch component to our communication platforms. You're seeing someone on a screen, and everyone's first reaction is to try to reach out, like across the screen and such.
What if you could have the sense of touching a friend or family member during a video call? That's the concept behind Emerge, a new virtual reality technology that incorporates touch. Mauricio Turan is one of the co-founders of Emerge Incorporated, as well as one of the co-creators of this new technology with his partners Sly Lee and Isaac Castro. Mauricio, Sly, and Isaac developed Emerge at Make in LA, which is Los Angeles' first hardware accelerator, as part of their second class of startups. Mauricio, before we get started talking about Emerge and this exciting technology, I'd love to know a little bit more about you. Where did your passion for managing innovation come from?
Yes, in my case, it was just seeing everything that was being achieved. Every day you run into so many amazing technologies, and I'm from Ecuador, so being in a slow-moving economy, you're just drawn to the fast movement of technology. So I just started following advancements in everything, in artificial intelligence, in robotics, in 3D printing, and coincidentally, I stumbled upon Singularity University. I started following it. This was about 4 years ago. Then I started reading everything. So Peter Diamandis, Bold Abundance, Ray Kurzweil, the Singularity is Near, and just all this fascinated me. And that's kind of what turned me from being in a corporate career path to suddenly really being drawn to entrepreneurship and innovation. And eventually that turned into a business in itself where I ended up working with Ecuador's largest corporation, helping to find growth strategies and implementing innovation processes. But all this was previous to having the opportunity to become the first Ecuadorian to attend the Global Solutions Program at Singularity University.
Yay! How exciting must that have been?
Yeah, that was amazing, and I feel extremely lucky, grateful for how things turned out, because Singularity was this place where 80 entrepreneurs from 45 different countries. This is a 10-week program that happens once a year, and you just get to meet so many people with the most diverse set of backgrounds possible. So first of all, it's 45 countries. It's a 50-50 divide between men and women, and everyone has a completely different story and professional background. So it's just such a pool of diversity that amazing things come out, amazing conversations. Every conversation, it has no limits. And in this kind of place, it was the perfect moment to meet amazing people. And once people start self-selecting into teams, you start getting to know people better, their work style, their personalities, their passions. And you suddenly find these people that you're completely aligned with. And this is what happened with us. So I met Sly and Isaac. And as soon as we started working together, we were in team flow, so we were able to move really fast in the second half of the program where you actually form a company and develop a working prototype. In about 3 weeks, we developed our first working prototype. And yeah, we loved working together, so every decision we took afterwards was easy in that sense. So turning down promotions, quitting our previous lives, and pursuing this dream between the three of us happened very fluidly.
How did you first come up with that concept, touch-enabled communication?
Well, I think while we were there, I think already this was last summer, we started just trying to explore ideas that, on one hand, that could have the potential to impact 1 billion people and then over the next 10 years. And it's quite a difficult concept just to come up with problems of that dimension. But we were considering several ideas that just crazy, with no limits. Like for one of the ideas we're exploring is just the idea, how can we eliminate sleep? And it's not limited because we all enjoy sleeping as well. But it's a massive problem where people each time are lacking in sleep, and this affects our emotional state, our emotional well-being, our health. So being able to really understand and solve that problem would be amazing. And in that same way, another area we saw was in adding another sense to our communication. So we are limited in the ways we can communicate only to sight and sound. And we are fascinated by the possibility of adding a touch component to our communication platforms. And this sort of the way it came out was at first just from our personal stories. In my case, I have a 2-year-old son, and it is so difficult to stay connected because even though we have all this amazing technology and you can Skype call and you can video chat, you still feel like a spectator. So you're seeing someone on a screen, and everyone's instinct, first reaction is to try to reach out like across the screen and such. So this gave us the idea of, okay, let's prototype something really quick that what would happen if people had the ability to reach out across the screen. So we developed an app, and in the screen, just to be able to trace your finger, for example, and this was generated on the back of your mobile phone. So we developed a kind of like a hardware mount that would go behind your phone, and that signal was translated over Wi-Fi to the back, and we just took it out to the street and tested for a reaction. And we were surprised at the quality of the reactions and the positive reactions we had, but it was still a very weird kind of thing, because like people don't like just communicate with just like a caress on the palm of the hand. So we then started just exploring the complexities of human touch, the importance of touch as a sense, and we found out all the benefits it has and the essential nature of this sense. Because if you think about it, you can live without sight, you can live without sound, especially if you're born. But if you're born without the ability to touch, you cannot even develop as a human being. There's been studies and cases worldwide where children without the ability to, or even just raised in institutions where they lack human contact, have tremendous problems as adults, both physiological and psychological. So on that sense, we just started exploring this line, and we have this insight that touch is might be our most essential sense in also delivering that sense of presence that we lack in communications and when we communicate with our closest people in our lives. And at the same time, while we were exploring all kinds of technologies, like we were also fascinated by the rise of virtual reality and augmented reality, and in believing that these technologies are going to transform the way we communicate going forward 2-3 years from now, and already starting now, but having mass adoption a few years away, we realized that, okay, touch is about context. And there's even an experiment, an interesting experiment, that if you try to tap the best well-known song, like, I don't know, like the birthday song, okay? If you try to tap it on somebody's arm just and have them figure out what you're tapping, without their context or without saying anything, it's almost impossible to figure out. So since touch is all about context, the opportunity to include touch into our communications comes hand in hand with the rise of virtual and augmented reality. And since these technologies are not so much a sector as something that will transform many industries, something that will transform communication, healthcare, education, we realize this could be a way to really create massive impact, and the ability to deliver our sense of touch and incorporate into these technologies could really be powerful.
Let's look at how you would use that today. Say you're traveling to Spain to do a presentation on Emerge and your 3-year-old's at home. You take your phone and what happens?
Okay, this is interesting because immediately you would think, okay, it's not like you talk like holding hands, even though that is the first thing, is okay, like a high five or just holding the hand of my 3-year-old. But the importance of touch in the feeling of presence is in the interactivity. So when I'm talking on the phone, I can have a conversation with my 3-year-old, but you can always play. And imagine being able to play, having a digital ball and throw it back and forth. This is like the typical father-son activity, just throwing a ball back and forth. And you could do this in a virtual space with a digital ball, and your ability to touch and feel that ball as it reaches you and as you throw it back, that is what delivers that sense of presence and interacting that we're looking for. And that's an example of father-son, but imagine the same possibility even in collaboration, in the working environment. Right now, when I'm in Ecuador and we're still working with my team, it's so hard to feel present, because when we're present, we can draw on a whiteboard, we can just express ourselves with our hands, we can hug, we always have this energizing hug before the activities. Imagine if we could do this in a virtual space, whether it's in social VR, whether it's in a working environment, but it's the ability to feel present and act in the most natural way, interact with the same intuition you do in the real world.
Give me an update, would you, on where you are right now with Emerge versus where you would like it to be. Where are you today? Where do you want it to be in 6 months?
Oh, yeah. Well, just going back a little bit, because another thing is, in incorporating our sense of touch, we do not want to be limited to having to wear a glove or to hold a controller. We want to do it as we do it in real life, just using our hands and our fingers without any obtrusive device. That is why we chose the path of ultrasound to achieve this.
So the ultrasound is making these waves, kind of displacing the air, and that's where you're feeling the vibration. Do I understand that correctly?
Exactly. That is precisely right.
Give me the update, please, on when Emerge will be available and when the general public can expect to see it.
Yeah, so, okay, we are right now, we're in the middle of a round. So as soon as we close this round, we'll move forward in passing from a working prototype to a viable product, right? So by the second quarter of next year, we hope to have that first product that we can showcase. And at first, it will be more expensive. It will probably not be ready for consumers, but we're already partnering with key corporate partners that are willing to explore the possibilities of the experience in integrating virtual reality, augmented reality, and touch. So in this experience, it will be ready to showcase and explore the different use cases. And our vision is to really focus on moments of impact, whether it's using it at a hospital where someone is taking an infusion for 8 hours alone and away from their family. So how do we create a moment of impact at that precise place for them to be able to interact with their family or explore, be somewhere else, explore, travel, even though they're in a hospital setting. So it's places where we can create an impact on people's lives. And at first, it will be use cases, but eventually, once we take it to manufacturing by 2018, it will still be probably on a B2B basis. So it's the companies purchasing it to explore the possible scenarios to incorporate into their VR and augmented reality initiatives. And eventually, when the price point of the technology is ready and when the market adoption is ready, because we also depend on the adoption of virtual reality and augmented reality, once the timing is right, we'll transition and have this ready for the end consumer.
As opposed to a price, let's talk about the application that you could have. You told me about the hospital. How could this be helpful to teachers, for example, in an educational situation?
Yeah, that's interesting, because if you think about from an education standpoint, even our first moment of learning as human beings, the first thing a baby does or a kid does is, as soon as he sees something new, it's to go and grab it, touch it, squeeze it. So we learn and we retain information through experience. And imagine the possibility in education where VR by itself and AR by itself have amazing potential for education, because you'll be able to travel to outer space. You'll be able to go to the surface of the moon. You can explore the galaxy. You can become miniature and explore the microcosm, go inside the body to learn. And in every learning experience, imagine if you can augment that with the ability to interact with this content, whether it's touching a digital fish when it's simulating scuba diving. And while you're learning, retention rates will increase dramatically with the ability to touch, because it will just be the same as a vivid present experience for children in learning.
This is seriously cool stuff. Would you tell me about your journey with Make in LA, please, with Emerge? I had the opportunity to get acquainted with Emerge at their hardware demo day, too. What was that like for you and for Sly and for Isaac as makers and innovators?
Yeah, actually, we were extremely happy with the experience at Make in LA. At first, we were how we came upon this accelerator, where we were looking for hardware-focused accelerators. And in this sense, we were extremely happy with how quickly things unfolded. Our aim was to move fast, and we love that Make in LA made a quick decision we immediately moved forward. We moved to LA in January. We were at Silicon Valley, bootstrapping. Right before, we just went ahead and exposed hundreds of profiles to add an engineer to the team. We built an amazing network. Well, while at Making LA, we were extremely satisfied with the support, with the network, with the mentoring that went in. So we were able to contact tens, of, if not almost 100, potential mentors in order to find people with the right fit. The people we were looking to advise, and our network grew. We love the city. We love the opportunities for hardware in LA. And yeah, we were surprised at how fast we were able to move during these 4 months. During these 4 months, we achieved our working prototype. We developed our partner. We talked to all major players in the virtual and augmented reality landscape. We secured corporate partners. We started our season. We were able to move really fast, and we were extremely satisfied with the flexibility and support that was provided by the team at Making LA.
What's one of your absolute favorite stories about your Making LA experience that you're probably going to tell your son and your grandchildren 40-some years from now?
I think if I go back and think of it, it was 4 very intense months of sunrise to sunset at the office. But I think one of the most amazing team experiences we had is when we just went for a 3-day trip to San Francisco, and we were able to do these 18 consecutive meetings in 3 days, all with investors, partners, corporate partners, and special collaborations. And just all from the road trip, from having an accident with our prototype, and we were able to fix it in half an hour before our next meeting. So this trip was an amazing experience in itself.
Wow. Now, no pressure or anything. You have to fix your prototype with 30 minutes to go. Yikes. What would be some of your favorite resources to recommend to fellow makers and entrepreneurs as they perhaps are on a journey similar to yours with Emerge?
I think more than resources, it's about mindset and about a kind of the approach, right? So on one hand, it's one thing that has just opened so many doors for us. This is the hardest thing ever is to do. And we were so lucky to kind of find each other in such an amazing kind of origin place at Singularity University. But if we didn't have that place, I think it would just be so much more difficult to, and people have to put the time into finding that team that will complement you in every way. Because I think the way we've been able to work so efficiently is that we have completely different skill sets, and at the same time, we have this super aligned vision that just makes things flow and be able to move extremely fast. Other than that, it's just a startup is about people. So the importance of building the relationships, everything in your business model, even if you write your business model or canvas in front of you and every tool on the book, how do you turn that into people? So your channels are people, your customers are people, your partners are people, and you have to build those relationships in order to really thrive and to get the best and the right advice for every element in the company you're building.
I've just heard you say in another aspect, it's all about touch as well, about touching and about reaching to your team, about having people around you. On your website, you have that you are looking for beta testers?
Yes, it's never too early to really build that community. So we're just looking for anyone that's a fan, that's interested in following our journey and really testing whenever it's ready for larger scale testing. And once we have those first products out of the market, we want to know about the best use cases where people would find them, the most impact use cases. We want to find those stories and really build upon that community.
Let's give that link where people can find out more.
Perfect. Yeah. Just at our website, so it's midairtouch.com.
Midairtouch.com. Mauricio, as we wrap it up here, and thank you for your time, if people could only get one thing from you about innovation, creativity, and making a difference, which it seems to me you're all about all three, what would you want that to be? What would you want them to take away from you?
I think it's all about mindset. There's this quote I really liked that I heard, and it's, we all have the same 8 hours a day. We don't have more. So whether you spend them, and everything has the same kind of level of work you need to put, whether you're working at a grocery store or you're trying to find a cure for cancer. We all have 8 hours to work with, and you can choose how you spend those 8 to 10 or more hours a day. So try to build something that matters to you and something that makes you happy. It's all about falling in love with the work you're doing and being motivated every day to push that boundary and move forward.
Mauricio, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Dot. It was great chatting with you.
You and I have been listening to Mauricio Terán, co-founder of Emerge Incorporated and co-creator of the Emerge Midair Touch virtual reality technology. You'll find more information on midairtouch.com. That's midairtouch.com. And incidentally, they're currently accepting applications for beta testers. You can apply on their website, once again, midairtouch.com. And that concludes this edition of Over Coffee. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more Over Coffee podcasts, our link is twomaverix.com. That's twomaverix.com. And you can contact us at twomaverix@gmail.com. I'm Dot Cannon. Here's wishing you a cappuccino day.